cuts so deep, you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
All right, KX93.5 brings to you on a Tuesday morning some rare tracks out of Waldman's Wardrobe. Mike Waldman in studio. Hello, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Nice to have you. Congratulations on your hometown's win in March Madness last night.
Some Philly pride going on today.
Yeah,
everybody,
man,
who's dislocated on the West Coast.
Crazy end of the game last night we talked about earlier. And our own March Madness is heating up as well now online. Festival of the Arts versus Knicks in the finals, so people can vote online.
Who are you going to vote for? You get to vote? You can't say that. How about you, Mr. Fetty?
Conflict of interest.
Shaking his head.
I'm not allowed to say as an employee of KXRN Laguna Beach.
It does seem a little bit like apples and oranges, doesn't it?
It is.
A restaurant and an art festival.
Yeah, it is. But that's the way March Madness is, Mike.
There it is.
It's crazy.
It's madness.
It's crazy.
It's madness.
So what's our theme today, Mike?
The theme is whatever I felt like playing.
Excellent.
There you go.
Actually, I've been watching this television show on HBO called Vinyl, and they had this incredible Elvis Presley impersonator on the other day, and that inspired me. And actually, a couple weeks ago, there was a Elvis tribute night.
That's right.
That the radio station sponsored, wasn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. at the Marine Room, which we will continue doing with various artists.
What's going to be the next one? Any ideas?
90s grunge. I think I can say that now. I can release
that. Yeah, sure. That's brand new information, Mike. You just got that out of it.
We just decided that yesterday. We're going to do now. We wanted to do Nirvana, but there's not enough songs.
That's right.
So we're gonna take everybody from that era.
I don't know.
Queens of the Stone Age, Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen.
No.
Wrong idea.
Oh, come on. Anyway, so I was inspired. In fact, that night, Mr. Fetty played One Night With You, which was one of my favorite Elvis Presley songs. I think probably Presley was the bullet that launched a thousand ships, even though that's a mixed metaphor. Probably launched more rock stars in the world than anybody else.
Oh, totally. And that song was sort of iconic because he sang it in his 68 comeback special, Elvis in Leather. Leather Elvis. That's the Elvis I really love.
Okay.
Because he wasn't a boy. He wasn't a young boy. He was a grown man in a leather suit, and he looked fantastic. Pretty quickly after that, he descended into being the fat guy with the peanut butter and banana sandwiches. Deep fried, I think you'll find.
I love peanut butter and banana sandwiches. In fact, we were at a bar the other night, and they had a drink called the Graceland, and it was peanut butter-infused bourbon with bananas.
Wow.
So he is Elvis is everywhere, as they say.
I'm sure Elvis is really delighted, and his family probably really proud of that.
I think even though Colonel Tom Parker is dead, he gets 50% of every drink sold. So what we're going to hear is from 1970, when Elvis was still young and hot, performing at the International Hotel in Las Vegas, and he's doing One Night With You.
Wouldn't make my dreams come true. Just call my name, and I'll be right by your side, you dirty stuff. I need your sweet helping hand. My love's too strong.
So great. It doesn't sound that great, that track, and I tried to get all the hiss out of it, whatever, but still you can hear, it really shines through how energetic the band are, and he's rocking.
The crowd loves him.
Yeah.
They love him, yeah. Yeah.
I got to imagine, though, there was only maybe 150 people in that audience. These little tiny clubs.
Lounges,
the lounges inside of the hotels.
Yeah.
So you could walk in and see Elvis for a couple hundred people. That's pretty
much. You can still do that in Vegas.
Yeah.
That exact thing.
In every hotel, right?
Yeah. Right. I think there are more actual Elvises than there are people to watch them now in Vegas.
Very cool.
Oh, speaking of Elvis, we went to see Elvis Costello play the other night.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a tremendous opening act called Lark and Poe. I think they're one of the Teletubbies, aren't they? Larkin.
Tinky Winky.
Larkin and Poe.
Why do we all know that? Why do all of us know that independently?
Well, I actually have a kid.
Okay.
Yeah. I have no reason at all. You were probably a kid when they came out.
No, I was far too old.
Were you?
Come on.
Really? What, you were like seven?
But I still watched it.
I used to love watching that show. It was so relaxing.
That was a weird show.
It's the weirdest. A baby in the sun. It's so weird.
It's a very odd show. Yeah. That is a show designed by child psychologists, isn't it? Who've never actually met a child.
Totally.
But they've read a load of stuff about children.
Much like The Wiggles.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I think it's for parents that just want to have a little break.
Right.
You watch that with your kid down. And
you hypnotize your kid. And
what was the one with the purple dinosaur? I love you.
Barney.
That's Barney.
Right, that's another one.
That one's all right, though. It's not as weird.
Is it?
We're now evaluating.
There's a purple dinosaur, and that's not as weird as something else.
It's not as weird as Teletubbies. Yeah.
So back to the Larkin Poe.
Larkin Poe
are actually...
We play them on the station. We're fans of them. We've been fans for a while, yeah.
Yeah, and they're actually two sisters from Georgia. Mm-hmm. That used to be part of a trio called the Lovell Sisters.
Yeah.
And I have a theory about why one of the Lovell Sisters. Now, you told me why one of them left.
The eldest one, Jessica, I believe her name was. Has moved to Canada and she got married.
Yeah,
they were a staple on the NPR shows and stuff. They were on Garrison Keillor and they played at lots of folk festivals, Cropperdine, Great Britain, and lots of, they were quite well known.
I don't think that's why they got rid of that one sister. I looked online and I was watching YouTube, the Philadelphia Folk Festival DVDs, and one sister is identical to the lead singer.
Rebecca. Who's now the lead singer.
Who's now the lead singer. She wasn't the lead singer. But she was the mandolin player, and she was identical looking.
So you think she had her whacked?
I think she had her killed, yes. I think she is buried somewhere on the Canadian-American border, and you'll never see her again.
Only a funny guy from Philadelphia would come up with that.
If you ever...
I think, she was too good.
They killed her. Exactly. The fix was in, just like in the Nova game. Anyway, so they were really good, and just an electric guitar and a slide guitar.
Yeah.
And very much roots music, very Elvis, very Bayou, very country, very...
Allman Brothers-y, that sort of thing.
Blues-based. No drummer, no bass, just electric guitar and a slide guitar.
Yeah.
And I found this really interesting thing on YouTube, which is they're in a hotel room in Germany.
Hmm.
And they make a video of them... performing Michael Jackson's song from his Against the Wall album, Off the Wall, excuse me, not Against the Wall, Off the Wall, and it's them singing and performing just using instruments that are in their hotel room. So you see them banging the doors of the closets and saying, "Do you like this closet banging sound better than this closet banging sound? And how about this bathroom glass, how does that sound compared to this bathroom glass?" And jumping on the bed for percussion and things like that. So we took out all the preparation, but here is Larkin Poe doing Off the Wall in their hotel room.
And just enjoy yourself. Ooh, with a man. bad at all. Off the wall, live your life off the wall.
You'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
Yeah, Larkin and the Pose. There. Larkin Poe opened for Elvis Costello the other night there in LA. Fantastic theatre, the Ace Theatre.
They were great performers and they rocked it.
They did the right thing, didn't they? Very good, yeah.
And you're going to do an interview with them coming up.
I am. Probably going to broadcast that tomorrow. I interviewed them at the gig backstage. Probably going to broadcast that tomorrow or the day after. And they do sound like something out of Teletubbies. Lucky Charms.
Yes?
I'm just looking at your box of Lucky Charms here, Tyler.
Right.
First ingredient, whole grain. Says it all over the box.
Well, that's great.
They're very excited.
I'm very happy to hear that.
Second ingredient?
Sugar.
Yeah. Great.
Ingredient second.
I only mentioned it because we thought the Larkin Poe sounded like Teletubbies. And Lucky Charms, it turns out, I've got a whole... slew of characters to try and engage you with the box, which I'm now very engaged. Yep.
Anyway, Mike Waldman's here playing rare songs.
Okay, that was pretty rare, right? It was Larkin
Poe. That was rare. It's quite unusual. Yeah, you get that off of YouTube itself. Did you?
Exactly.
Wow.
And, okay. You know, this is what girls do in their room when they're on tour and they have nothing
I always wondered.
You now go. You know.
I don't think wonder is the correct word, really.
I think
what you mean.
I think you wonder what they're wearing. So now we're moving on to Talking Heads. This is really a great alternative band, right? Originally
right.
out of
it's
Rhode
a
Island.
Sort of a juxtaposition, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought that this was a band that we hadn't played before on the Wardrobe.
Right.
I thought that they were a great alt-rock band. I've been seeing a lot of this kind of... I've been watching the show Vinyl, where they had the impersonator of Elvis. They also have bands like the Talking Heads. They had the Ramones on there. They have Blondie on there. So I've been seeing a lot of New York music. Even though they're from Rhode Island, they're kind of New York. Their first performance was opening act for the Ramones at CBGB's.
Hmm.
There you go. And they put out this outtake. It was from their very first album. It took them 20 years to put it out. But that's what we're going to listen to now. It is an outtake called Sugar on My Tongue from their first album.
All right, and we'll say bye after that. Mike Waldman, Waldman's Wardrobe, every Tuesday. Here's Talking Heads.
Not actually an outtake, but that was actually a demo from back in the day when they were trying to get the recording contract.
Yeah.
Shows you that you could be anything. You could do anything. Because they weren't that good at that point, were
no,
they?
No, but there's something special in there, and there always was with Talking Heads. There's never been a band like them before or since. So they've sort of got that Lou Reed-y, Velvet Underground-y thing about them. But he's very talented. David Byrne,
yeah.
And just very different sounding.
Okay, here's my favorite thing about the Talking Heads is that they broke up. The three of them, without David Byrne, got back together in the 90s, put out an album. The album was called No Talking, Just Head.
Yeah, that's great.
Mike Waldman with Waldman's Wardrobe. Every Tuesday we play rare tracks for you. It's also podcasts online at kx935.com. We'll see you next week, all right?